Parks in Urbana. Item 21, Auxiliary Facilities Systems Revenue Bond Series 2014. Item 22, Project for Common Area Improvements Science and Engineering Lab in Chicago. Item 23, to amend the professional services and consultant contract and approve design of the student unit in Springfield. And lastly, item 24, the budget increase for gas boiler replacement at the Abbott Power Plant in Urbana. The next committee meeting is scheduled for Monday, February 24th at 1 p.m. Mr. Chairman, that concludes the committee report, but I would like to ask Vice President Pierre to come forward and give a brief summary of the tuition and fees.
Okay.
Vice President Thank Pierre.
You. Good morning, and thank you, Trustee McMillan. I was mentioned, I presented the full recommendations to the ABFF committee about 10 days ago regarding tuition fees and room and board rates, and here I'm just going to show you a summary. These recommendations were approved by ABFF and they are now being forwarded to the full board for your consideration. This is really the culmination of a process that started early fall of consultation with the campuses, with student groups. And the bottom line is that on tuition, we are proposing to follow Board of Trustees policy and propose a tuition increase which is in line with increases in cost of living, the inflation, and proposing a 1.7% tuition increase. This is a very busy table, but on the first line you will see the 1.7% tuition increase which is proposed at all three campuses, amounting to $202 increase at the Urbana campus per academic year, $178 increase at Chicago, and $158 increase at Springfield. Increases in fees and actually in room and board rates are commensurate with inflation as well and fluctuate slightly between campuses due to various reasons. If you look at line two, you can see a proposed increase of 2.0% in mandatory fees. At Urbana, 1.3%, at Chicago, 3.1% at Springfield. And similarly, increases in room and board for housing and meals are proposed at 2% at Urbana, 2.5% at Chicago, and 2.9% at Springfield. And if I refer you to the last line, the total increases, here you can see them for students who stay in university housing, amount to 1.9% Urbana, 2.0% at Chicago, 2.4% at Springfield. So modest increases in line with inflation. Next slide, please. So this is the second consecutive year that the university is able to hold tuition increases to 1.7%. Remind you, this is the lowest rate of tuition increase in 19 years. And again, it does track with inflation and follows the policy of the Board of Trustees on tuition increases. So the proposed increases allow us to hold down student costs, therefore enabling us to improve access and ensuring some level of affordability and also allowing us to provide financial aid to our students. At the same time, this modest increase will bring in additional revenues to the university and will permit us to keep investing in academic quality, quality of education, labs, classrooms, and so on, and also ensuring that we have a quality faculty at the university. And that concludes my presentation.
Thank you, Christoph. Are there
any questions? Thank you, Christoph. That concludes our committee report.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Ed. Pam, maybe we turn it over to you now, please.
Fine, thank you. The Governance, Personnel, and Ethics Committee met on January 9th via video conference at the Urbana, Chicago, and Springfield campuses, with Trustees Fitzgerald, Hasera, Montgomery, Leibovitz, and me in attendance. We first approved the minutes of the meeting on October 31st, and then we reviewed the following items, which we recommend for full board approval that are in today's agenda. They are appointments to the faculty, administrative, professional staff, and intercollegiate athletic staff, appointing an interim dean to the College of Dentistry, amending the multi-year contract of the athletic director in Urbana, appointing associates and fellows to the Center for Advanced Study in Urbana, eliminating the Bachelor of Science in Agricultural and Environmental Communications and Education in the College of ACES Urbana, and awarding an honorary degree in May to Evelyn Brandt in Springfield. We then move to a discussion of the retreat, and I won't go through that since it's now already occurred, but we reviewed the preparation for the retreat. We then went into a matter under new business, and that was to discuss the results of the board self-evaluation, which we now do on an annual basis. Overall, those results were quite positive, but we did identify one area of improvement, which is to provide trustees with additional opportunities to interact with donors. And as a result of feedback on reports from the deans, we're going to get more reports included in the dashboard reports from the chancellors. We also discussed upcoming searches for leadership positions at the university. There's going to be a lot of work in the calendar year 2014 associated with the searches for the president of the university and the chancellor of the Chicago campus. We discussed with President Easter the process for these searches, and we expect that we will continue that discussion and have a recommendation from President Easter at the next meeting of the Governance, Personnel, and Ethics Committee, which will be held on February 18th, at which point we will look at a timeline, process, use of search firms, and related matters to those searches. And that will be our next meeting on February 18th at 1 p.m.
Thank you, Pam. Are there any questions? Okay, we'll proceed. Tim, we'll turn it over to you, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The University Healthcare System Committee met at 3 p.m. on January 13th via video conference. Joining me for the meeting were trustee members Estrada and Fitzgerald. And Pat and Rick, you guys are both tremendous assets to the committee, and I want you to know I really appreciate your help with this endeavor. The committee welcomed Mr. Jeff Rooney, our interim hospital CFO, who brought us up to date on financials. Through November of 2013, revenue is below budget, but is higher than that for the same period last year. Inpatient activity is stable, but outpatient visits have not increased as much as expected. Expenses are also down, though, leaving us with a net income of approximately $2 million. Also encouraging is an increase of days cash on hand to 136 from a low of less than 100 late last year. The compliance initiative that the board approved at the November meeting has hit the ground running. Their initial focus is on education and proper documentation, which also has the added benefit of providing us better billing efficiency for otherwise non-documented care. Regarding quality and patient safety, the hospital set three main goals last year to decrease adverse events in three categories. I'm happy to report the goals have been met to increase central line infections and catheter-associated urinary tract infections by 33% each. The attempt to decrease our 30-day readmission rate has been elusive, though, and as I'm sure you can appreciate, that is a multifaceted challenge. Efforts continue. On December 3 through 6, 2013, the hospital had its unannounced evaluation by the Joint Commission on the Accreditation of Hospitals, which occurs approximately every 3 years. We passed with flying colors, with only 9 minor citations on 237 issues evaluated, and corrections to those deficits have already begun. The committee next discussed all of today's agenda items that are pertinent to the university medical enterprise. We felt all were worthy of being presented before the entire board for consideration. Specifically, there are items 8 through 13, appoint interim dean, College of Dentistry, appoint and reappoint members to the advisory board, Division of Specialized Care for Children in Springfield, Chicago, establish the Department of Emergency Medicine, College of Medicine at Peoria, which is UIC, Transfer the Child and Family Development Center, College of Education, Chicago. Eliminate the Temporomandibular Joint and Facial Pain Research Center, College of Dentistry, Chicago. And eliminate the Bachelor of Science in Dentistry, College of Dentistry, Chicago. Finally, we were briefed on the status of the governance project. Multiple working groups are currently meeting with the goal of providing concrete proposals in February to meet the timeline of a resolution to be put forward to the board at our March meeting. We anxiously await these recommendations. We would like to review these recommendations in two committee meetings. The next university healthcare system meeting is February 24th, so we would need those recommendations by the 21st. And the governance and ethics committee meets approximately a week prior to us, so Pam's group would need that by the 14th, so you can get Pam a Valentine there. So in conclusion, it's 2014. Let the grand experiment begin. I would say we are in uncharted waters. You could call us test pilots. I don't think anyone really knows how this healthcare change is going to shake out. If you do know somebody who does, I'd like to speak with them. But we have smart, dedicated people working these challenges, so I'm optimistic that we not only will survive, but hopefully will thrive in the new environment. This concludes my report. I would be happy to try to answer any questions if there are any.
How will the new healthcare law affect us?
Got a couple days?
Okay. Are there any questions for the committee? No, thank you. I think that concludes our committee reports, and we're going to go into the votes. There's two sets of votes. The first is the voice vote agenda. Susan's going to read the names of all the items, and then we're going to vote on all of those items all at once. If you want to vote uniquely or on any one item, it's very easy to do so simply by informing Susan. If there's any discussion, there'll be a moment for that, and we can take as much time as anybody'd like, though I know all of you have received the material ahead of time, and everyone's had a chance to speak with Bob Eastman or the appropriate staff about the items. So with that being said, maybe we'll begin the votes, and I'll ask Susan to read the items.
Thank you. A1, approved minutes of Board of Trustees meetings. Number one, University of Illinois Board of Trustees Schedule of Meetings 2015-16. Number two, appointments to the faculty, administrative professional staff, and intercollegiate athletic staff. Three, amend multi-year contract with Director, Division of Intercollegiate Athletics, Urbana. Four, appoint associates to the Center for Advanced Study, Urbana. Five, appoint fellows to the Center for Advanced Study, Urbana. Six, award honorary degree, Springfield. Seven, eliminate the Bachelor of Science in Agricultural and Environmental Communications and Education, College of Agricultural, Consumer, and Environmental Sciences, Urbana. Eight, appoint interim dean, College of Dentistry, Chicago. Nine, appoint and reappoint members to the Advisory Board, Division of Specialized Care for Children in Springfield, Chicago. 10, establish the Department of Emergency Medicine, College of Medicine at Peoria, Chicago. 11, transfer the Child and Family Development Center, College of Education, Chicago. 12, eliminate the Temporomandibular Joint and Facial Pain Research Center, College of Dentistry, Chicago. 13, eliminate the Bachelor of Science in Dentistry, College of Dentistry, Chicago. 14, resolution for James L. Foote. 15, approve resolution to direct the university to explore alternative mechanisms to address changes in the state's retirement plans. 16, approve tuition rates, academic year 2014-15. 17, approve fee increases, cost recovery, and aviation programs, academic year 2014-15. 18, approve student fees for Urbana, Chicago, and Springfield, academic year 2014-15. 19, approve rate changes for university-operated housing facilities, Urbana, Chicago, and Springfield, academic year 2014-15. 20, approve renaming of multiple buildings, College of Fine and Applied Arts, Urbana. Thank you.
Thank you. It's a long list.
It is.
So do we have a motion?
So move.
Second.
Is there any further discussion? So we'll vote now. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Now we'll go through the roll call agenda. Once again, Susan's going to read the items, and then we have to go around the room and vote individually. We'll try to do it with all the items at once, but if anybody wants to vote uniquely, they just need to tell Susan.
Okay. Number 21, approve auxiliary facility system revenue bond series 2014. 22, approve project for common area improvements, science and engineering laboratories, Chicago. 23, approve project, amend professional services consultant contract, and approve design for student union, Springfield. 24, approve budget increase for gas boiler replacement, Abbott Power Plant, Urbana. 25, authorize payment of judgment, Gomez Ramirez versus Baranowski. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Thank you. So we'll vote.
Right.
Do you call a vote then, please?
Certainly. Mr. Cunningham.
Yes, to all.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes, to all.
Mr. Fitzgerald.
Yes, to 21, 22, 24, 25. I always abstain in procurement, so I'll abstain to 23. Thank you.
Okay. Ms. Hacera.
Yes, to all.
Mr. Hollins.
Yes, to all.
Ms. Holmes.
Yes, to all.
Mr. Kennedy.
Yes, to all.
Dr. Kortz.
Yes, to all.
Ms. Leibowitz.
Yes, to all.
Mr. McMillan.
Yes, to all.
Mr. Montgomery.
Abstain is 25 and yes to the remainder.
Thank you. Governor Quinn. Ms. Strobel.
Yes, to all.
Thank you.
Thank you. Truthfully, I looked at my watch and I thought maybe I had it on the wrong time. We're a half hour early. I figured I must have got it mixed up with something. But there are several other sources of information on the same subject in the room, and I confirmed it is, in fact, 11:35. But I think we'll take our break now. Would that be okay with everyone? And then we'll go into executive session, and then get that out of the way, have lunch, and then resume the meeting. So is there a motion to go into executive session to discuss the unfinished items from the earlier session? Does that do it?
No.
Employee matters, I think. Wait, okay. No, I'm sorry.
University employment or appointment-related matters pending probable or imminent litigation against affecting or on behalf of the university, and then collective negotiating matters. Thank you.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Thank you. So we're staying in here, Susan?
No, nope, we're going to 206.
Going in the other room? Thank you.
Yes, you want to grab it? I was taking a picture. Well.